Hey, Russell, it's Ed Till. How you doing today?
Wonderful. Thank you, Ed.
Sure. No, I'm great. Are you on a speakerphone?
This is my cell phone. I can give you my landline number. It's 403.
Yeah, we're on the air, so we'll just go with this. Welcome back to the show. Yeah, I did try you just a moment ago, so that's why I was a little bit confused there. But I gotcha. We'll take you just as you sound. I said to everybody, we got 2 weeks left of basic vacation. And of some families are looking at the calendar going, wow, we waited until now to do this. We better come up with something good for these kids. So can anyone be effective right now doing a vacation plan for the next 10 or 14 days?
Well, you know what? There's a few simple things that you can do to save money. Just about anywhere that you want to go, whether it's this weekend or next weekend. Something you should know, actually, this August 25th to 29th, you can access any national park in the United States from Olympic to Acadia National Park for free, including the Grand Canyon, Yellowstone, Glacier National Park. And this is all as part of National Park Service's 100th anniversary, celebrating the centennial anniversary of national parks in the United States. So something that you can do, it's very, very inexpensive once you're there, and you can access the parks for free August 25th to 28th.
Nice. Now, if you are using the motorhome or one of those, you know, big vehicles, are the parks any different than just stopping at a KOA? Because a friend of mine was saying that he was surprised this summer how much rates had gone up for that. Is it still an affordable edge to be using a motorhome?
Well, you know what? This is peak season right now. And with motorhomes, depends on whether you get utilities or not. I find quite often if you don't have a reservation, regardless of price, in some places you're going to have trouble getting in. So I certainly recommend having reservations. But there is this neat website that I just came across this summer. So Free Campsites. I think it's freecampsites.net, but I'd have to double check. What's great is it's got a map with pins all over the United States of free campgrounds. And you can read a description, see pictures of the place, read reviews of people who have stayed there. And it'll also include places like Walmart that allow you to stay there. And also some casinos will allow you to park your motorhome in the parking lot. Quite often they do have utility hookups as well. So that's an invaluable resource and it's free to access online.
Absolutely. And I just went to that website while you were discussing it. Yeah, what a great, easy-to-use resource for people looking for campsites. What's another huge saver? If what you're looking to avoid is a lot of money in plane fare, right? Say you got three kids, you and the wife, that's five people. What else besides packing them all into the family truckster would be a big savings for them?
Well, you know what? If you're flying with a family of four, I always recommend, actually, well, all the major airlines are affiliated with credit cards. Some of them have great benefits. And one of the most valuable, I find, is a companion pass where you can bring someone with you for an extra $99 to $121 once a year. And if you're a couple, mother and father each have that credit card, you can each bring one of your kids with you for an extra $100, regardless of where you're going in the continental U.S. or Canada. So that's a way that you can immediately slash upwards of 40% of the cost of your flight.
Got it. Now, this is something I've been meaning to ask for a while, and I know you're going to have a great answer for me. This Trivago pitch, where we search the websites for you so you don't have to, I'm very suspicious of that. Are third-party websites, I mean, I understand going to an Expedia. That's the first one I was reluctant to use. I still like to go to Delta.com when I fly. But when they say the other guy's not checking enough, I check better. Is this true? Is this really what's driving the travel industry now?
Well, in reality, when you listen to what those commercials say for Trivago, essentially that describes what all the travel search engines do. A big trend, what people are doing, travelers are using these search engines to see what they can find for a price, but then instead of booking it there, they generally go directly to the travel operator and book it with them. These travel operators often, we're starting to see, have best price guarantees where they'll match a fare elsewhere. The thing is, quite often you get very strict terms with these these third-party operators that either have no cancellation or refund policies. And what's happening right now is travel operators are starting to offer incentives to get you to book directly through them. For example, if you're a member of a hotel chain and you collect points with maybe Best Western Plus or Holiday Inn, is if you book through those third-party operators, quite often you won't get any points because you booked through a third party. So we're seeing that we're often getting more flexible terms and perks that by booking directly with the travel operators as opposed to going through those third parties.
Got it. And is there truth to this idea that rates drop at the last minute? That if, in fact, you call and reach out the night before you need something, certainly in a vacation season like we're in, that a vacancy will drop in value to the owner of it, right, the operator of the destination hotel, whatever it happens to be, because the explanation goes, you know, they're about to have no one in there. So to get someone in there, they really make significant discounts in the final, say, 48 hours, 72 hours. Can you explain how that works?
Well, you know what? There is no one-size-fits-all solution that'll describe accurately how that's going to work every time. Certainly, there are some fundamentals where some travel operators or hotels, when they anticipate having a lot of extra supply, will offer an incentive to the third-party operators to actually sell them, and they may give them some preferred rates to help fill up that inventory. But that's not always a one-size-fits-all rule. And, there's some tools, actually, great resources that will come to all kinds of information to help you predict what will happen with prices. Now, kind of like stocks, past performance is not reflective of future returns necessarily, but something that I use is a free app that I use called Hopper for flights, and basically you put in the information of a flight you want to take, and based on historical information, we'll say this is on average what you should expect to pay. We anticipate based on past performance whether you could expect the price to go up or down and when and by how much. So these are good analytics that you can use taking into consideration. Now, thing is, if you aren't flexible, certainly you never want to waste to last minute because then you're essentially gambling. So if you are flexible, certainly that's where you can take your chances, and once in a while that could pay off.
Russell Hanlon is a travel expert and an expert on saving you money. He's the author of Stop Dreaming, Start Traveling, The Ultimate Guide to Traveling More and Spending Less, and the website BreakTheTravelBarrier.com. I'm on the front page, and I see you have a free guide, Beat the Best Online Rate Every Time, Every Flight. Sign up and save big. Tell us a little bit about your free guide, and I encourage people to go to your website now and check this out personally.
Well, certainly. Well, it shows you how to leverage some of the better travel websites with best price guarantees and credit card travel rewards, and also how to basically leverage all the best websites out there to multiply your savings. And it gives you some strategies, and it walks you through step by step so that you don't have to spend more than 15 minutes looking to not only match what beats the best online fare. And just a little bit about that is the major airlines do have some price drop protection items where if prices drop after you book and you submit a claim, they'll not only match that price drop, so give you the difference, but they also throw you a credit on top of that for a future flight. So that's how you can essentially beat the best online fare.
Check a second website, StopDreamingStartTraveling.com. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, I use lean principles to travel at a fraction of the going rate, and that book shows you essentially anything and everything that you need to put together a long-term travel plan, or I call it a dream travel plan, and how to travel for significantly less than you otherwise would have to. So that's basically how to take a few free trips every year, how to get around having to pay checked bag fees, not have to pay roaming fees anymore, inexpensive alternatives to hotels, anything and everything you need to save money traveling. All in there.
You know, one of the most interesting topics you cover is busting travel myths. What are one or two that are highly effective on the public and, as you say, are mythical?
Well, you know what? For myself, yeah, I always felt that, you know, there's a myth that travel is expensive, that it's inherently expensive. Quite often, a lot of the vacations you take are probably five times more than you need to pay, because travel is an industry that charges five times the local cost of living.
Wow.
So when you think of it, a lot of locals living in the cities that you're visiting really are paying maybe $900 a month or $30 a night for their accommodations, where you're paying five times more than that to stay in a hotel down the street. So by thinking like a local and trying to live like a local while traveling, you can stretch your travel dollars sometimes five times further than the going rate.
And I guess the one that maybe is the most intimidating to me is when you go to a website and they want you to bid. And it seems, you know, who could possibly be prepared to do that? But now that we have you along, how do you prepare to bid on airfare, hotels, et cetera, something like the Priceline model?
Well, you know, the way that works is you put your credit card information and bid what you're willing to pay, but if they accept the bid, they automatically charge your credit card to a non-refundable booking. And what you don't know is if you bid higher than the base fare that they have in the back end, Priceline, for example, splits that 50-50 with the hotel. So a little secret way that you can get around that and find the best fare is instead of putting your credit card information, just get a little prepaid Visa gift card that you can get at the grocery store, for example, with a $2 balance. And then if it accepts your bid, it's going to say, we couldn't charge your credit card because there were insufficient funds. And then you can drop your bid and drop it again until it finally rejects it. And then you know the best possible price, come back with your credit card, and not pay a penny more than the best fare that you could have got.
Rock on. Wow, that's, you know, you're, yeah, that is so cool. All right, you know what? Our time is always short, but, you know, it's the weekend. I know there's a great deal of appreciation for how you've just helped us today. We will certainly be back in touch for more of this great advice. Thank you very much today. Russell Hannon, our guest on the Ed Till Show, Starcom Radio Network. You've seen Russell on CNBC, Fox, America Tonight, Shop Smart, and now you know why. And don't forget the website, BreakTheTravelBarrier.com. Thanks so much, Russell.
Happy travels.
Thank you. He's got an amazing voice, too, doesn't he? Because being so expert sometimes, people can sound intimidating. He just sounds like the guy you're sitting next to. You've ever had this experience? You're like in an IHOP or you're on vacation somewhere, and you're sitting next to someone who's got it all together, all laid out there, and you're in chaos at your table. And frequently they'll see your anxiety and reach out to you. What a great guy. Russell Hannon on the Ed Till Show. BreakTheTravelBarrier.com.